بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان ضعيفا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على اعتبار بالخواتيم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام، brothers in Islam، الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with Iman, and because of Iman we look at everything from a different angle. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that behave in this world as if to say you are a traveler. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained further the same idea, the same concept, that behave in this world as if to say you are a traveler enjoying the shade of a tree. Enjoying the shade of a tree. After resting a little while under the shade of the tree, then you go away. This hadith and the following one we should bear in mind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this world is a like a jannat for the kafir, but for a Muslim it is a jail. Respected elders, every human being Allah Ta'ala has given the ability to think, to deduce, to add, to subtract, to realize that this is good for me and this is bad for me. No person, unless mentally derailed or insane or lunatic or mad, does not realize the benefit of profit and the side effects of loss. Every person knows that he has to sell an item, he must get some profit. No one opens his business to incur losses. Everybody wants to open his business so that he has some profit. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down us of this earth. We should question ourselves. We are adults, we are mature, we are thinking people, we are sensible people, we are those who face reality. Then why Allah Ta'ala sent me down? Did He send me down in vain? Is there any purpose in creation? Why Allah Ta'ala created the earth? Why Allah Ta'ala created the moon and the stars and the sun? Why Allah Ta'ala gave me ability to speak, to listen, to hear? Why Allah Ta'ala has given me the five senses? Why Allah Ta'ala has given me the ability to make profit? Why Allah Ta'ala sent me down here on earth? Why am I born? For what purpose? What is the object of creation? What is the purpose of creation? Am I here to earn money and live and die? Am I here to earn money, then to become prosperous, build a mansion and die? Am I here to get a bank balance, a fat one, and then die? Am I here to earn the temporary benefits of this world and just die? Am I here to hanker and to run after this world and just die after that? We must think about this. Then why Allah Ta'ala sent me down here? To fight, to quarrel, to cause problems in my house, in your house, to cause problems in the houses of relatives, to break friendships, to break family ties. Oh, Allah Ta'ala sent down us here so that we can have a luxurious time, spend money extravagantly, and live as if to say we are going to live permanently on earth, and live as if to say that we are here to stay and never to die. Did Allah Ta'ala create us that we would have big festivals? When a person goes for Hajj these days too, he has a big festival before he goes for Hajj. With that money he could send some poor person for Hajj. But he invites the whole locality, and then he has a big festival which is baseless, which is fruitless. The only thing that he gets benefit out there from there is he feeds a few well-fed people. There is no reward in that. There is no sawab in that. It's not proven from Sharia that you must feed people before you go for Hajj. Oh, Allah Ta'ala has He created us that when I have a wedding in my family, that I must have it in a splashing way. Spend all the money. Respected elders, Allah Ta'ala has created us for a special purpose. We are da'is, we are inviters, we must invite towards the good, forbid the evil, take out the people from darkness, bring them into light. We are those who must take them out from the filth and corruption of the society and bring them into salvation. This is our responsibility, that every person living on earth, black or white, that he must enter into Jannah. That every person in every part of the world, in every nook and corner of the world, he must attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that a Muslim, he is as if to say in a jail. Respected elders, what a good example. I am not talking about the modern rehabilitation centers which are prevalent in America, etc. No, I am talking about a jail, a proper jail, where a person, when he enters, they tell him, listen, change your clothing. So he changes his clothing. When he enters, then they tell him, listen, you have to remove your hair. And when he is in that jail, then at a certain time he has to get up. At a certain time he has to go to toilet. At a certain time he has to eat. And then at a certain time he must go and exercise himself. And at a certain time he must go and do some work. Then at a certain time he must go to sleep. The lights are put off. He is allowed to read certain things. He is not allowed to read certain things. He is allowed to listen to certain things. He is not allowed to listen to certain things. He is allowed to meet certain people. He is not allowed to meet certain people. People who come to visit him must come at certain times. They cannot come anytime they want to. He is not in comfort. He is not in luxury. He is not steeped in ease. His bed is simple. His food is simple. His life is simple. Everything is restricted, everything is limited, everything has got laws, everything has got rules and regulations which he must conform to. Every move he makes, he must inquire whether this is permissible or not. Otherwise the warden of the jail will injure him, will hurt him, will punish him, will admonish him. And that is cash admonishment. What a nice example. A Muslim in this world is like one in a jail. We haven't realized that. Respected elders, a Muslim when he has accepted Islam, udkhulu fis silmi kaffatan, Allah Ta'ala said, that come into Islam wholeheartedly. Come into Islam in totality. Udkhulu fis silmi, come into obedience. Come into the obedience of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, not half-half. When I'm in the masjid, I'm a Muslim. When I'm outside, I'm not a Muslim. In the masjid, I'm a Muslim. But in my business, I'm not a Muslim. In the masjid, I'm Muslim. But when it comes to my daughter's wedding, then I'm not Muslim. When in the masjid, I'm Muslim. When it comes to my dressing, I'm not a Muslim. Come into Islam totally. Come into Islam wholeheartedly. Not piecemeal. I accept this and I reject that. I accept this, it's okay. Why? It does not interfere with my social, political, economical life. I reject that. Why? Because it's coming in my way. I cannot socialize. Socialize? I cannot meet the other man's wife. I cannot sit and eat with the other man's wife. I cannot have cold drink with the other man's wife. There is no intermingling of sexes. So the Muslim, from his head, how he went into the jail, they tell him what haircut to have. A Muslim, he must conform to Sharia. The haircut Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, he must have. The clothing which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore, he must wear. The food Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us to have and had, we must have. And the bed of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he had it, we must have it. The eating habits, the sleeping habits, the going to toilet habits, everything, it must be monitored. Each one of us, we are educated enough. We have got ulama, we have got kitabs, we have got righteous and learned people amongst us. We can easily find out, what did my Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? How did he eat, sleep, walk, talk? But, respected elders, we are moving away. We are running away. And we are running away to the Western way of life, to the kuffar way of life. And these kuffar, and these mushriks, and these people who are anti-Islam, these ghair Islam, they are butchering us. They are massacring us. They are killing us. They are killing our beliefs. They are killing our way of style, of living. Look what they are doing to us in Yugoslavia. The federal army is out there butchering innocent Muslims. And what can we do about it? And why can't we do anything about it? When we look like the kafir, when we speak like the kafir, when we talk like the kafir, when we behave like the kafir, when we imitate the kafir, how can we accept the help of Allah Ta'ala to descend upon us? So respected elders, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for the kafir, this world is jannah. Whatever he wants, he can take. There is no question for him, halal, haram, permissible, not permissible, jais, na jais. But we want to do what the kafir is doing on this earth. Live like animals, behave like animals, eat whatever we want to, sleep however we want to, do whatever we want to do, however we want to do. No confirmation of the Sharia in our eyes. So respected elders, we should take heed of the simple saying of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim is like the one, the world is for him like a jail. He's restricted, he's limited, his eyesight is limited, he must not look at certain things. His speech is limited, he must not say certain things. His hearing is limited, he must not listen to certain things. His meeting is limited, like the person in the jail. He cannot meet whomsoever he wants to. The warden will give permission, listen, you can meet so and so. A Muslim too, he cannot meet anybody, anybody. Today a person does not realize that he cannot talk to strange women. He cannot shake hands with strange women. He cannot meet strange women. No, but we regard this as normal life. Part and parcel of life. Those people have taught us. That Western world has taught us. Those kafirs have taught us. That there is no difference. You can shake hands with whoever you can. You can kiss whomsoever you want to. You can embrace whomsoever you want to. You can meet whomsoever you want to. As a result, unwanted pregnancies and all that result. What is happening? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that a person must be like the traveler. When you and I want to go on a traveling, we want to go to Durban, or you want to go to your nearby area, then you take into consideration few things. The distance of travel, the number of stops, and when you reach there, how long you going to stay there. Don't we do that? So you're going from here to Durban, 500 kilometers, and you're going to stay there for 15 days or 10 days. Then you pack a suitcase like that. You take certain amount of clothing. Then you know you're going to make various stops. You take provision for those stops. Then you go on your journey. If you're going for 10 days, respected elders, do you take your whole house down? If you're going for 6 months too, do you take your whole house down? No, you don't do that. Yes, if you're going to relocate yourself, re-establish yourself, then you take your whole house down there. respected elders, we going towards the akhirah, we going towards Jannat, and we going to pass the qabr and we going there. That life is permanent, that life is eternal, that life is infinity. We going for infinity, but what preparations are we making? We going to eternity, what preparations are we making? We going for an everlasting life, what preparations are we making? No, respected elders, we are reversing the order. This life, maximum 70 years, 60 years, 50 years, then we die. This life. But the amount of preparation we are making for this life is as if to say we are going to stay here everlasting. The amount of effort we are putting for this life, as if to say we are going to be here and we are never going to die. That distance is great. That stay in the akhirat is great. The akhirat is forever. Is abada. Khalidina fiha abada jannat. We are going to stay there forever and ever. But what preparations we are making for it? And what preparations we are supposed to be making for it? If a person is going, as I told you, permanently there, then he must move his whole purpose of life there. This is the difference between Sahaba Ikram and us. They had the akhirat in front, we have got the dunya in front. They had the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in front, we have got the pleasure of the wife, we have got the pleasure of the children, we have got the pleasure of the bank manager. Because the car that we are driving, all are shareholders. Bank manager is shareholder. Big, big cars we are going in. Who's shareholder? Bank manager. That is why he's not very worried if he gets stolen. Why? Bank manager is also shareholder. Insurance company shareholder. Bank manager shareholder. Overdraft shareholder. All these are shareholders. Respected elders, this is the kuffar economical system which is ruining us. So we should make amends. Every person should make up his mind that he wants, that he's not going to deal in interest. This kuffar system we should do away with. Higher purchase system we should do away with. Lay-by system where we are involved we should do away with. We should not let others become shareholders of our property, our mansion. Loans and ODs of the bank and insurance and airline companies we should do away with. This country is experiencing an economical depression. And we, instead of having 10 pair of shoes, have 2 pair of shoes. Instead of having 10 jerseys, have 1, 2. Live simple, eat simple, drive a simple car. Otherwise, what's coming? The price of potatoes, you know what's happening. We are living in a strange country where the price of potatoes soars up so high. And they pour milk down the roadsides. Respected elders, so we should gear ourselves and make ourselves ready for what is coming. And the only way is, that come back to Islam, come back to Quran, come back to Hadith, come back to simple living, come back to the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise we're going to ruin ourselves, our children, our akhirat, everything. It is stated of one person, I take a few minutes of your time, it is stated of one person, that elderly person, in the night, he should pass urine. The morning, his wife should scold him that you are such a big person and you pass out urine. Why do you do this? Why do you wet your bed? So he is expressing to his wife, he said, wife, you don't know what I see in the night. He said, love of what? He said, the night, when I'm in a deep slumber and sleep, one person comes to me and holds my head and he takes me to a nice green area. Vast, beautiful area. And I feel so comfortable there that I just pass you in. Like an international air-conditioned toilet. So he passes out urine nicely. So the wife says to him, you know what? The next time that person comes, use it to your advantage. How can I use this to my advantage? So the next time that person comes and hold your head, then tell him to take you where the gold is. Where the gold is, where the money is, where the silver is. The wife is very clever. The wife wants the world. And he tells the husband to do it, and the husband does it. So that person came in the night, he forgot about it. The wife scolded him. Then he came in the night, that person in the dream. So the person said, yeah, take me to where the gold is. He said, oh, no problem, I'll take you to where the gold is. So he held the person's hand and took him to a room. And there's gold there, emeralds, pearls, gems, silver, and you name it, all is there. So the person gets very excited, takes his shawl out and he puts it down and he begins to put in the gold there, the silver, and he puts all those things, the emeralds and the gems, and he loads it on his shoulder. And he begins taking it, and he's taking it in his dream now. And he got it on his shoulder, and you know when a person carries a heavy load, he makes those sounds, that ooh and that ah, and he's loading it and he's coming home. Why, he's going to show his wife now. He's bringing it home. He's bringing the wealth home. He's bringing the gold home. He's bringing the silver home. And then he gets up in the morning. So his wife asks him, now what happened? He said, yes, yes. And then he explains her the whole scenario, what took place. So his wife told him that, you know, you better leave it out. Because previously he was only passing urine, now he's passing stool. The load is too heavy, respected elders. So we should remember that what we are running after, conform to Sharia, Allah Ta'ala will bless us. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.